Jack and Daniel Snippet, the 8th story in the Retrograde series, written by Martha Wilson, read by Armin Lune. Jack and Daniel discuss supply problems for Atlantis. Looking over the list of supplies requested for Atlantis, Jack said, "I don't know how we're going to requisition this stuff." "What stuff?" Daniel asked. "Kid stuff." Jack picked an item off the list. "Cotton underwear, children's, all sizes." Daniel lifted his brows. "Right, deep space telemetry doesn't usually require children's underwear." "That's what I'm saying. And baby stuff, lots of baby stuff. And lots of stuff to prevent the making of babies." Jack winced. "That's going to be tricky. I don't think there's a form for that." "That would be medical, wouldn't it? You could ask Carolyn." Yeah, like hell Jack was going to talk to the woman inextricably fixed in his mind as Hank's baby daughter about requisitioning prophylactics. He set the supply list aside in the worry about it later / somebody else's problem pile. "Screw it. I'm going to get a truck and a petty cash and send water to Target." He picked up the other list. "I'm thinking Major Lorne." "To send to Target?" Daniel frowned. "I think water..." "No." Jack gave him a look. "For Shepherds to IC." "Oh." Daniel sat up a little, giving it serious consideration. "He's done some good liaison work with the Jaffa. You're thinking that would help him get along with the Athosians?" "Yeah. Tilk thinks he'd be a good choice, too." Jack had also been looking for somebody easygoing and adaptable. This was not the posting for a hard-ass, by any stretch of the imagination. "I've got a couple of others in mind, but he's at the top of the list. And he's got the ancient gene." "Does he want the assignment?" "I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it yet." Daniel looked significantly at the calendar, then his watch. "So were you going to talk to him about it at all, or were you just going to zat him and toss him onto the Daedalus at the last minute?" Jack put on a mock thoughtful look. "Can I do that?" Daniel just lifted a brow. The end. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to leave feedback to either the reader or the writer, you can find links in the ID3 tags of this MP3 file.